I did with Alt Black Era just a few hours before a stunning set from them at the Leeds Festival recently. I really enjoyed meeting the girls, and I think they're going to go on to such big things following the release of their new EP, which is probably out by the time you listen to this. It'll be called Freak Show. Enjoy. The sound quality is not perfect, so just turn it up, maybe put headphones on, but listen to it. It's well worth it. Okay, so welcome to Leeds. I'm really looking forward to your set later on. I've read some really brilliant things about you playing at Reading yesterday. Do you want to tell me about that, how it was?
It was wild. It was a completely different experience because we don't really go out to festivals much. The only festival we've been to and once we've played was our third festival yesterday. And the atmosphere was incredible. The buzz that you get from the crowd. And because there was a roof on it, the sound was really bouncing back. We got the crowd cheering back at us. It was just loud and echoing. It was really surreal in that moment.
I think you'll get that again here today. It's the same stage, basically. Yeah. It's quite a small one, I think. If you're headlining as you are, which is great, you're going to get a good crowd, I'm sure. I've been bigging it up all week, to be honest. So,
hopefully we'll get some people getting into it.
So, what I love about the pair of you is I've been listening to you a lot the last couple of weeks, and I think you really dare to be different. And I think I grew up listening, when I first got into music, it was David Bowie.
Oh,
I think that daring to be different, I think, is so good in music, and I love what you do with it. So what inspires you? What music or medium inspires you?
We take inspiration from anyone and anything, but our inspirations are definitely The Prodigy, Snoop, Billie Eilish, just a whole genre just blending.
But what I love about it is, if you come across an act like yourself, you can't just say, oh, they're that genre or that genre.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite what's perfect. So where do you see yourself going in the future? I think the sound at the moment is really good. Do you see yourself spreading out and doing something completely different? Or?
At the moment, we're thinking we'd like to try out doing DMB metal/rock.
Excellent.
So that going in a bit more on the Prodigy pendulum,
yeah,
kind of vibe,
yeah.
That energy. Yeah. Vocals, so that's going to merge really well with anything. So I think that in the future, we can't say, we might end up doing.
Oh, no, that's
music.
Fine, that's fine.
We're going to end up on opera, do you know what I mean? We're so excited by music, we just live and breathe it, so wherever it takes us, it's perfect.
That's good. And you got a new EP coming out, is that the 1st of September?
Yes, September 1st.
Freak Show? So tell me about that. What's going to be on it?
Well, I think that whole EP is about the experiences of alternative people.
Yeah.
As personally, and what we've seen other people face through. Some songs have been really serious, which are about bullying and alternative people that we've lost because
yeah.
of it, and uplifting them. And others like raging rowdy. We've got a song called "I'm Normally Like This." It says in the title, "I'm Normally Like This."
That's a great song. I love
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
So that's just about being free and completely accepting it.
Yeah.
We are being strong in that as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully encouraging other people to be who they are without
feeling that they can't. I think that's what's great about good human beings. You should be able to be what you are.
Mm.
People shouldn't you can't do that, you can't do that. I think I like that about you as well. So I think you're influenced by many artists. Have your parents and your family kind of influenced sort of your music choice, your music journey in any way?
Well, our mum actually showed us The Prodigy. We're completely new to it. She showed us when...
I like your mum.
She showed us when there was a problem.
I was having problems so when I was on stage, I wanted to go wild and I wanted to be big and massive and take up room. But I was like, when I was watching other artists, I was like, no one else was running around and going crazy.
Yeah.
And then mum was like, well, try these out. And then I saw Keith go mental on stage. I was like, I love him. I just channeled that energy and I just hope that... that kind of free energy and spirit that I like to bring to the stage and go
out. But I think that really impacts on the crowd, doesn't it? In terms of that energy kind of throws off on the crowd get better, you get better, and you can just bounce off each other.
Yeah, I think as the crowd get wilder, I tend to go wilder as well. It's kind of like cause and effect. If they scream, then I'm going to scream, and they'll scream more because I scream, then I'm going to scream because they just scream. So, yeah.
And this is you in civvies, isn't it? I've seen the press shots and the stage shots. Looking forward to seeing that later on.
Yes.
I grew up in an era when makeup, glitter, all that kind of stuff was there, and like I said, David Bowie, that was all kind of a bit strange in those days, but it's kind of normalised now, which is good.
And I love the look, you know, the kind of the black and white nails and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think we're leaning strongly in that kind of like phantom creep dolls kind of look. Haunting.
Like some kind of weird alternative Barbie, I guess. Really.
Yeah, that's the vibe. That is the vibe. Yes, we're going to use that.
Feel free. That's free. You might not recall, I actually put an article about you out earlier this week from with Justin and Mayhem, and I put you in our Mayhem Virgin series, the 19th one.
Yeah.
And I've had some good reactions to that so far.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
really cool.
I'm really pleased about that. But so anything else you want to say in terms of, is there anything you might not have done loads of interviews, you're not old enough yet in terms of, you know, I've been around for years, but is there anything you'd never told an interviewer that you'd like to? It doesn't have to have an answer.
No, I'm trying to think. You have to ask a specific question, then I will.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go for another one to finish us. We only had 10 minutes, I think. So, describe. I'll give each of you this. Actually, describe yourself in 3 words.
Oh, maybe we should describe each other.
That's even better. Go for it. Go for it.
I would describe my sister, my little sister. Straightforward in one word. Blunt, angelic, and funny.
That's a great contrast in 3 words. That's brilliant.
I'll tell you, funny, energetic,
uh-huh.
Loads of energy, not too much, and a bit. Like mysterious in a way.
In which way?
In like.
Do you want to go down that road?
It's hard to say, but it's a good way.
That's brilliant. So I'm probably done, actually, other than to say really good luck for the set like tonight. I'll be there, definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome. There were 3 acts I wanted to see today. That was Yard Act, Frank Turner, and you. And I've seen the other 2 already, so. I will see others, obviously.
Yeah.
Actually, one other thing. You're going to be at Leeds for the rest of the day. Is there anyone you're looking forward to seeing?
Is it the same
lineup. Yeah.
I want to see Union at 6 because I was talking to family was going to Ashley Eco, Marshall Member saying that Union at 6.
Yeah.
And he was explaining that sound, and I was like, I'm going to go watch.
Yeah, they are good. I've seen them a few times. Very good. Anyway.
Huh?
Good luck, and I'm putting West Bridgford on the map as well.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who lives there actually, so that's
really
good. I'm York based, but excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for your time. Good luck later on.
Thank you.